South Africa has waited for more than 3 months for clarity on what the Minister of Electricity, Ramakgopa, will do. Now that he has new powers, the organisation Undoing Tax Abuse hopes he will use these for the benefit of the country. The Minister's new powers allow him to determine that new generation capacity is needed, to determine the types of energy sources to be used, this is such as renewables, gas, or even nuclear, and to provide for private sector participation through independent power producers. The removal of any powers from the obstructive Minister Mantashe is welcomed. He has not helped find solutions to the electricity crisis in South Africa. However, while Minister Ramakgopa may issue determinations about new generation, Minister Mantashe must sign the contracts. More conflict may lie ahead. ATA is concerned that the electricity minister will push for coal powership or even nuclear power contracts. We hope he will use his powers to bring on board the renewable energy that Minister Mantashe has resisted for years. We are also concerned that Parliament has decided that it does not need to do any oversight of the Electricity Minister. ATA believes that oversight of this very important ministry is essential, and that parliamentarians have again failed to do their jobs properly.